Will Charles make a good king? Do you think that Charles will be a good king? Yes? No? We look at both sides of public opinion.
Yes. At the age of 73, Britain's Prince Charles has yet to start the job that he was born to do, being king. But that doesn't mean that he's done nothing with his life so far. Charles has been a passionate environmentalist all his life, speaking out in favor of renewable energy and organic farming years before most people even thought about such things. While none of Britain's royals can claim to be intellectually brilliant, Charles is at least interested in more than horses and dogs, his mother's two great passions. His estate is a model of sustainable farming, and he has started numerous initiatives to promote sustainability in business, agriculture, and society in general. Some may accuse him of hypocrisy, since he lives a privileged lifestyle, but you can't doubt his sincerity. As king, he would be far more outspoken than his mother, and maybe that is the kind of monarch the country needs today. A constitutional monarch does not really have any hard power, but they can exercise huge amounts of soft power, the ability to bring key people together, for example, to publicize good causes, and particularly in Charles's case, to speak for the actual land of the nation itself. This is the kind of king he intends to be. "I have come to realize," he said in 2002, "that my entire life has been so far motivated by a desire to heal the dismembered landscape and the poisoned soul, the cruelly shattered townscape where harmony has been replaced by a cacophony, to heal the divisions between intuitive and rational thought, between mind and body and soul, so that the temple of our humanity can once again be lit by a sacred flame." Okay, that sounds too ambitious, but he clearly means well.
No. If the British public has never warmed to Charles, it is for a simple reason. He's not very likable. Even his supporters admit that he is intolerant of anyone who disagrees with his opinions. That's exactly what you don't want in a monarch whose principal role is to unite the nation. His mother is well loved because she has always understood that being queen is not about telling people what she thinks, but about listening to them. Charles, however, misunderstands how little people are interested in hearing his opinions. In fact, Charles has a talent for alienating the very people he should want to persuade. He's always been passionate about architecture, for example, and has made no secret of his distaste for modernist architecture. But his efforts to influence London's architectural evolution have only infuriated the world's top architects, who once published a joint letter denouncing his attempts to subvert democratic urban planning decisions. The nightmare scenario is if Charles were tempted to exercise real power as king. In Britain, all laws voted by Parliament have to be signed by the monarch before coming into force, but this is only a formality. What if Charles were asked to sign a law with which he disagreed, such as one allowing genetically modified crops? In fact, some people within the palace are apprehensive about the effect Charles's succession will have on people when his mother dies. As a result of this, palace officials plan to shorten the time between Elizabeth II's death and his coronation as king, to avoid giving Republican sentiments time to gain ground. In Elizabeth's case, there was a 16-month wait before she was crowned. For Charles, they want to reduce it to 3 months.